5'7", 135-pound freshman Clark, the starting tailback in this game, alongside of Macon. Nice gain right off the get-go. We already have Bad-Axe hands up going, what do you want from us next? So they got to be careful. A spread offense, two receivers to the left, one to the right, and again, one running back keeping quarterback Macon company in the backfield.
That's Colton Heiser, and Macon's going to keep it for himself right on the middle, has the first down across the midfield into Bad-Axe territory down to the 47-yard line. That's a 5-yard gain. Tackle made by number 35, Michael Messing, for the Bad-Axe Hatchets. First and 10 for Vassar inside Bad-Axe territory, trailing 8-0.
And keep in mind, Macon, he's the perfect size. 6 foot, 200 pounds. He's got just enough speed on him, but he's powerful, Clark. That's why he throws a good football, throws very strong. And when he hits the hole, he hits it just as hard. So he's a very difficult guy to bring down. This time, Vassar going to put three wide to the left, one to the right in the shotgun.
And Macon stays in the pocket, rolling to his left, and he's in trouble, and he's going to be sacked. Sacked by number 20, Devin Maxwell, the senior Bad-Axe defenseman. And it's going to be a huge loss. Frank from the 47-yard line all the way back into Vassar territory at the 43-yard line. A 10-yard loss on that one. And it brings up second down in a country mile.
Well, that's a good play by Devin Maxwell, but that's a mistake by the quarterback making for Vassar in that play. There's three receivers to the left, so when he got the ball, he chose himself to roll out to the left, and his offensive lineman had the inside pocket protected, and he ran away from it, making it an easy sack for Maxwell. Macon's got to stay in the pocket and trust his offensive line a little bit longer to give his receivers a chance to get open.
Man in motion, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper right up the middle again for Macon. He gets back to across the 45 out to about the 48. Tackle made by Logan Stark, the junior for Bad-Axe. Sets up third down, 14 to go, right from the Vassar 49-yard line. Bad-Axe leads 8-0, 9.5 to play in the first quarter.
Right, so they will run a read option quite often from the shotgun formation. This time they take the receiver in the slot, who happened to be Max Kukulski. He comes in motion. He runs read option with his receiver. He obviously keeps it for himself right through the middle for a nice gain, but still third and very long. So you're going to see a four-receiver set here, three to the left, one to the right for Macon.
Trips to left, Macon in the shotgun, rolls to his left, looking to pass, now is in trouble, has to dive back, breaks free of his first tackle, lets it fly. It is complete at the into Bad-Axe territory, but a big tackle made by number 15 and number 17, Micah Gordon and Chandler Cady on the tackle. It's only a 5-yard gain on the reception. And now a fourth down, 10 to go for the Vassar Vulcans at the Bad-Axe 47-yard line.
You're seeing happy feet for Macon. He doesn't want to stay in the pocket. He clearly wants to use his feet, get out of the pocket, and try to roll out and maybe take off. He's able to find Monty Davis on the sideline for that 5-yard gain, but good pass coverage by Bad-Axe. Fourth down and 9 or 10 to go, so Vassar going to bring on the punt team.
Bringing on the punt team, and you guessed it, Macon does the punting as well. It's a high, booming, nice hang time on this one, end over end, and it's muffed, and this one is very close. Vassar claims they have it. It's at the 22-yard line right now. No word yet. Vassar claims they have it, and it is Vassar ball. So continues the drive for the Vassar Vulcans as a muffed reception on the punt return. Ethan Dunham on the
recovery,
yes. And that will be first and 10 now for the Vassar Vulcans as Bad-Axe's defense cannot get off the field.
Well, I think their defense did get off the field, Clark. Special teams play a mistake is going to hurt already in this game, putting Vassar in great field position. And that's senior Ryan Wainer. He comes up to make the fair catch. That's the right play, but you got to haul it in. And if you don't get under it in time, get out of the way. Get out of the way. Let that ball land harmlessly and put your offense back on the field.
And we have a flag on the field. Let's listen in to Jerry Ossendowski, our head coach, our red head referee tonight.
Dead ball foul. Legal ball start on offense. Repeat first down.
So a 5-yard penalty, false start, disco night early from Bad-Axe, Michigan as the Vassar Vulcans push back 5 more yards. First in 15 now from the 27-yard line. Vassar trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. Bad-Axe already on the board. They took the opening kickoff to the house. Jack Clancy with an 87-yard return for a touchdown. It's 8-0 Bad-Axe. Macon and Ricardo Macon for Vassar in the shotgun. Delayed handoff to number 45. Heiser's out across the 20, down to about the 19, maybe, according to the spot. It's going to be an 8-yard gain. Second down, Chandler Cady on the tackle. Second down, 8 yards to go.
Good ground makeup for Vassar there. They get 7 yards back from that penalty, get all five and a couple more. But an interesting play there is they take the slot receiver, put him in motion, run read option with the quarterback. But at that lonely running back in the backfield waited very patiently. And as they looked like they were running that read option to the right, just a subtle counter run back in the other direction by the halfback, he was able to get 7 yards. And Badax did a nice job. Their secondary come up to make that tackle and prevent what could have been a big touchdown run.
It's a handoff to number 25, Monte Davis, trying to go around the right end, and Badax's defense there to stop him in his tracks. It's actually a tackle for a loss for Michael Messing, the junior defenseman for Badax. Loss of 2, third down, 10 to go from the 22-yard line in Badax territory. The Hatchet defense trying to stand strong.
Vassar trying to get around that defensive line of Badax, trying to get to the sideline. Messing having no part of it, able to make that tackle in the backfield for that play. Really got going. 2-yard loss, third and 10. So even though the special teams shot themselves in the foot for Badax, defense stepping up a little bit forces a third and long. Let's see. You know Vassar's going to use both downs, third and fourth, to try to get a first down. See if Badax can prevent the tying touchdown.
6:20 left in the first quarter, 8-0 Badax. Vassar facing a third and 10, and we have a delay of game against the Vassar Vulcans.
Dead ball. Delay of game on the offense. We play fourth down, third down.
So another 5 yards marched off against the Vassar Vulcans. That's just one of those things you can't let happen, especially facing a third and 10, now a third and 15 back at the 27-yard line.
He said we're already in week two, the delay of games and that type of thing. Those have got to be at a minimum, and penalties already hurting Vassar in this first quarter.
Back to pass, Macon to the near sideline, and this one is thrown right out of bounds at about the 3-yard line. Pass was intended for number 10, Max Kukulski, the running back, 6-foot junior. No good, not even a chance. That flew out of bounds. Now fourth down, 15 from the 27-yard line.
Micah Gordon had pretty good coverage, though, for Badax. Not a lot happened there. Would have taken a perfect throw from Macon, but it was thrown to the sideline where only his receiver could get it, but it was a back shoulder throw and didn't have the ability to turn around and find that football. Again, it challenged the out-of-bounds line. So, again, third and 15, you gain nothing. So now that makes fourth and 15 probably a situation where they're going to throw it again. So if you're Badax, you have to take advantage of these situations where you know what's coming your way.
Vassar going for it on 4th and 15. Macon staying in the pocket. Here comes the blitz from Badax. Macon avoids contact the first time, and now he's in trouble again, and he's still on his feet. Does a Barry Sanders impression. He's coming back the other way. He's still well behind. He's behind the original line of scrimmage. Back behind the 30, down to the 33-yard line, and brought down by, once again, Michael Messing for another loss. We'll call that a tackle for a loss of about, let's say 6 yards, and it's a turnover of downs, and Badax back on the field with an 8-point lead on offense.
Impressive job by Macon to keep that play alive. I thought for sure he was going to be out of bounds right here in front of us. He was able to reverse fields, but he doesn't have the ability to keep his eyes down the field as he had receivers open everywhere, because Badax at this point had left their coverage to come in and try to tackle this guy. But good job swarming defense by the Hatchets. Forces a turnover. The turnover does not hurt them. Was able to get the ball back in their offense. And here we go with Ryan Wehner on the left side.
Number Ryan Wehner coming around the left side, has room to run into Vassar territory, down to the 30, down to the 25, and finally brought down at the 19-yard line. From the 34-yard line all the way down to the 19, a huge run for Ryan Wehner, but we have a flag down on the field. No word yet from the officials. It's from the far sideline judge of what exactly this could be. The Badax team is already running backwards. That's not a good sign.
Well, there's a holding call way out there, Clark. It's a bad hold, because Ryan Wehner is already way past that when that person committed that foul.
Block in the back on the offense. 10 yards from the spot of the foul. Be first down.
So instead of a huge run for Ryan Wehner, which would have been close to, I would say 45 yards, it's now 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which is at the Vassar 47-yard line. back into Bad Axe territory. And when all said and done, that's looking like a maybe.